I'm excited. You know, that's where we met the Beatles in the 60s. We didn't perform. We were there just for a press conference. And
yeah.
I remember Jane Asher being there, sitting there blocking me from getting to Paul because I had intended to give Paul a great big hug.
Yes.
And that was at Ronnie Scott's. And now I'm actually thrilled.
Sounds great. Do you know what Jane does now, by the way?
Oh.
She makes cakes.
Isn't that precious?
Before the Motown era, you were doing jazz standards in clubs in Detroit. So are you going back to that time? Are you going to take some time out of that? Is it a revisit to those days for you?
Well, no, not really, because then I was working with a trio and doing head arrangements. Now I have a constructed arrangements, and I'm rather sophisticated in my 50 years of music. I know what it's going to sound like and what the musicians are going to play.
Yeah.
And we're doing songs that people have requested us to sing, songs to please our audiences that we've been able to hold on to all these years.
You were saying just before we started the interview, you're very pleased that it's sold out so quickly.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's going to be a joy to work London. We haven't been here in quite a while. We did Wembley with the Motown Review the year that Michael Jackson passed away.
Yeah, I remember
that.
And
we haven't been here since then.
Okay.
We did the Mojo Awards, but it wasn't a performance. It was just a presentation.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm excited about being here in London proper.
Did you know Michael?
I saw them as Michael was 5 years old, and they were the Jacksons. They had won an amateur contest, the Apollo Theater Amateur Night, and were awarded the opening show for the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, and Michael was doing one of James' songs at that time.
I got
the feeling. And there was a thrill to see these babies from Indiana. 2 years later, they were discovered by Bobby Taylor, the Vancouvers, and brought to Motown. And Berry Gordy started his beautiful way of training people the way my first child prodigy, however, was Stevie Wonder. And I saw him when he arrived at Motown at the age of 8. So Berry was in the knack of making people famous. He saw that you had natural abilities, and then he'd take you and train you and make you into the stars that we become.
I'm going to talk about your time about that in just a minute. Just going back to the jazz for a second, remembering all the standards of that, do you have a favorite jazz standard song that either you like to sing or listen to?
Oh, no, I couldn't pick one.
No?
There's a certain feeling with each song. Just like people ask sometimes, what's my favorite recording?
Mm.
All the songs had their own time, like having children, you know, 9 months, and you wait after you record it for it to be mixed and then finally released or, you know, distributed.
Mm.
So I can't have a favorite. My favorite thing is how people react to what we do. Sometimes when you hear the intro to Dancing in the Street, everybody kind of gets up and it kind of brings everybody up into a splendor. I remember a friend calling me. He had visited Paris. And he was walking in an open market, and they played Dancing in the Street over the speaker, and everybody started dancing, you know. And he called me back to tell me that. You know, it's a thrill to have good music like the Motown sound.